Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
This time 5 years ago, most of us were working from home, and amazingly, it worked. Technology enabled us to do jobs without being face to face. But now that the virus has abated, many employers want their staff back in the office. But they have to offer incentives and make the workplace more attractive, especially to Gen Zs or Gen Zs. Savills has carried out a comprehensive survey on what people want at work and how much commuting they will tolerate. And Shane Duffy is a director with Savills Ireland, sitting in front of me. Good morning, Shane.
Hi, Joe.
Do you have any idea how many people out there are doing some sort of hybrid work?
It's very hard to put a figure on it, Joe, but I suppose who would have thought it a number of years ago when we were looking at this? Certainly we're seeing it on the ground, that it's a lot more tangible and a lot more measurable now that people want to get back into some sort of an office environment, if not for the entire working week, certainly for part of the working week. And I suppose the backdrop to all of this is largely centred around working from home versus being back in an office environment. And those debates have been largely saturated. The dust has settled somewhat. And a lot of those discussions, we're all generally familiar with the pros and cons of both. So we thought it was time to carry out a survey. We're obviously dealing with landlords and tenants in equal measures on a daily basis. And we're obviously accessing and managing a lot of these office buildings on a day-to-day basis as well. And we're kind of coming up with the same concerns or queries from landlords and tenants alike, which is how do we make the workplace environment more appealing and more enticing for employees.
And especially for younger people. Younger people, what do they want before they move back into the office?
Yeah, particularly the younger cohort, particularly the millennials and the Gen Z. The one, I suppose, key takeaway point was that about 85% of those surveyed, and we surveyed over 1,000 employees, varying in age profile and across different industries in different parts of the city, in fact, in different parts of the country, which give us a good mix to tap into. And about 85% of those people were in a position or would be encouraged to go back into an office environment if the right amenities or facilities
with
will be
strings,
provided.
With strings attached.
With some strings attached. But it was largely, I think, the one thing that really came out of it was the younger cohort or the younger age profile. So the millennials, those figures jumped from 85% to 88% for millennials and up to an incredible 98% for the Gen Z profile who were surveyed. So really what it's telling us is that younger people really want to get back into an environment. They crave that interaction, I suppose, the learning capacities. And some of the telling points that were coming out of it, some of them were probably not really surprising. I suppose nobody gives up or passes up the opportunity for a free meal. So subsidies around meals obviously came out on top.
Access. They want to subsidised or free food?
It depends. I suppose if you can go all the way and you provide free meals, then certainly that's obviously going to be more appealing. But certainly some form of a subsidy for part of the week is certainly enticing for a lot of the younger cohort. Access to free Wi-Fi or certainly stronger Wi-Fi
that's
platform.
That's taken as a given, though, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely. You would absolutely
they
expect
want gyms.
To be. They want gyms.
They want gyms in the office.
Yeah, and I think probably more so, I think try and understand that and decipher that a little bit more. It's probably not something we would have seen 10 years ago if we're carrying out this survey, but a lot of the new office developments in the city were trying to incorporate some sort of a leisure facility. Now, you're not going to do your TRX or your Hyrox training in the basement of an office building, but you're certainly going to subsidise your general training regime. So generally, if people are coming in less into the office, they generally spend more time there. So it's seen as more of a destination than simply a 9-to-5. So they want to go in. If they have to spend longer periods in the office on a day-to-day basis, then generally they want to have access to a gym or some sort of a leisure facility, even if it's only for 20 minutes or half an hour, just to get that quick hit in.
And younger female colleagues are less interested in gyms and more in structured events and days out.
Seem to be more focused on social activities. And I think it's incumbent on I suppose, landlords and tenants to try and create that environment. So obviously...
But surely it's not up to the landlord whether the female employees in that office are kind of...
Well, they have a vested interest and are generally getting on board. So obviously no landlord wants to see a vacant building. So wherever they can kind of partner with their tenants to try and create a better working environment. And we're certainly seeing that in larger office buildings and newer office buildings where they're trying to generate a little bit more of a congregation. And a lot of these... buildings are multi-tenant. It's not just one single occupier in it. So they want to bring that tenant mix together and create a more collegial atmosphere. So they generally create elements like, a larger town hall environment or collaboration zone, a collaboration street. And one thing that we've seen a lot becoming a lot more prevalent, and if you consider it for employees, they generally generate or designate a certain period or a certain element of their office floor plate for town hall events or all-hand events that maybe only take place once a month or once a quarter. Mm-hmm. And it's it's largely seen as an inefficient use of tenant space. So a lot of landlords are trying to take that away from them and create sort of a larger town hall space or an executive lounge facility
for multiple tenants
within the building, and then they can rent it out.
Usually on the ground floor, though, isn't it?
Generally speaking, yes.
Yeah, and you looked at commuting times. There's a difference in tolerance when it comes to commuting.
Somewhat. Probably less telling in this regard, and probably no major surprises in it. Generally what it's telling us is that, well, first of all, I suppose what actually came as a surprise to me as someone, and I'm sure those two others were probably sitting in traffic right now, is that the general accepted average commute for employees in Dublin is about 36 minutes. And I'm sure there's plenty who would challenge that.
That's 36 getting into the city and then another 36 getting home.
Correct. Right. And there's generally a tolerance of between six of those served, about between 6 out of 10 were tolerant to a commute of less than 30 minutes. That dropped to 4 in 10 for a commute of less than 45 minutes and down as low as 2 in 10 for a commute
one hour. Now, that's 20% of the population would tolerate 1 hour in and 1 hour out. So losing 2 hours of the day.
It is, but I suppose if you're only coming into the office in this kind of hybrid environment, maybe 2 or 3 days a week, then it's probably more tolerable.
Now, at the moment, we are living in an economy with more or less full employment, which means employees have all the cards.
Correct.
That could change, of course, if and when the economy turns, because it won't grow forever. And then employers might decide to put their foot down and say, no, I want you in 5 days.
To an extent. And obviously, some employers have mandated their staff to come back in 5 days a week. So there is a carrot and stick approach. I think largely what we're seeing on the ground, Joe, is that there's an acceptance amongst employees that they need to be seen in the office. And for their own career progression, there's a kind of an out of sight, out of mind mentality. So if they're not seen, if they're not there, if they're not interacting with their colleagues, then it's very hard to see their career progressing. But equally, you're right, we are at a stage of full employment right now. That could change. And obviously, there's a lot of sort of concerning sentiments and uncertainty across the market. And that resonates with employees and office workers in particular. And they want to make sure that they're seen and they're heard. So they're likely to spend more time. So that probably explains why over the last 6 to 9 months that it's become more measurable and more tangible that we're seeing more employees in an office environment.
Shane, thanks very much for coming in. That's Shane Duffy, a director with Savills Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.